Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News.
They asked me that question. One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, "Well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us?" I said, "You didn't pay? You're delinquent?" He said, "Yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay."
The NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said today that its European members and Canada have ramped up defense spending to record levels. He warned that the disgraced former President Donald Trump was undermining their security by calling into question the U.S. commitment to its allies. Let's be clear that on Saturday, Donald Trump, the front-runner in the U.S. for the Republican Party's nomination, said that he once warned that he would allow Russia to do whatever it wants to NATO members that are delinquent. Joe Biden branded Trump's remarks dangerous and un-American, seizing on the former president's comments as they fueled doubt among U.S. partners about its future dependability on the global stage.
So the purpose of NATO is to prevent war, is to preserve peace, is to prevent an attack on NATO allies. And we have done so successfully for decades because our deterrence is credible. So any suggestion that we are not standing up for each other, that we are not going to protect each other, that does undermine the security of all of us.
While Stoltenberg said that those comments call into question the credibility of NATO's collective security commitment, Article 5 of the organization's founding treaty, which says that an attack on any member country will be met with a response from all of them. Remember, NATO was formed in the wake of the Second World War, designed to protect all of the member nations from a Third World War. And the U.S., of course, was fundamental to that alliance. The fact that the former president said that he would be on the side of Russia, he would actively encourage Russia to attack NATO nations that haven't paid their fair share, sounds like the language of a mafia boss. Has no understanding of how an alliance works. Trump's comments have not only sent a wave of unease throughout Europe, but are also likely to be a major topic of conversation at the annual Munich Security Conference starting later this week. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has assailed Trump's comments. Without mentioning Donald Trump by name, he posted on social media saying that any revitalization of NATO's support guarantee is irresponsible and dangerous and is in the interest of Russia alone, and that no one can play or deal with Europe's security. Here's the point that I think all of these leaders, whether it be the NATO leader or the German Chancellor, are trying to make, and that is that it is not up for discussion who is paying their fair share. Most of the countries pay either 2% of their GDP or very close to 2%. Donald Trump was simply posturing when he suggested that those not paying their fair share would be potentially attacked by Russia with his blessing. What he's actually doing is the bidding of Vladimir Putin. And despite all of Donald Trump's denials about being in cahoots, whether it be colluding with or an agent of Russia, his actions certainly prove the contrary. Donald Trump undoubtedly is more of a fan of Vladimir Putin than he is of the NATO allied countries. He is somebody who has isolated himself as a dictator, not in the future for one day or on day one. He's already a dictator. He was for 4 years when he was in office, and he promises to be so again. But his use of language, his xenophobic views towards Europe and to migrants and to people entering the US legally, illegally, or through the asylum system, are a constant reminder that he is somebody who is fundamentally un-American, undemocratic, somebody who cares not for peace, but is more likely to encourage more conflict around the world. And indeed, the war in Gaza, the war in Ukraine, scholars can easily chase those wars back to Donald Trump's tenure and how he destabilized much of the world.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5-Minute News podcast. Download it wherever you get yours or join our YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, comment, all the usual stuff. But don't forget to press the join button. From just $2.99 a month, you get access to exclusive videos, behind-the-scenes material, and a direct relationship with me here at 5-Minute News.
Hello, this is Gary Chahot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th-century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.